Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show.
Hello, my wonderful, fantastic audience who I love and adore so very much. Okay, so before we get into today's topic, in case you don't know, and you've been like, oh, I love listening to Gaia. I love, but I really would like to be able to like engage with her and ask her questions and you know, give some feedback and comments. Like, how do I do that? So I've now started over on my loyal fans page. There's a live feature. And so when I record podcasts, in particular the sexy, slutty, hot ones, not so much when we're doing, you know, our everyday therapeutic ones. But anyway, so what I've done is that right now, as I'm recording this, I'm also live, which allows you, the audience, to come over and start to ask me questions or to engage with me while I'm recording the podcast. If there's like, oh, I wish I could ask her, what does she mean by that? This is how we're opening up this feature. Okay. And the fun part of the live is that if we meet whatever goals, you know, that we, you know, tipping goals, then at the end, there will be a happy surprise. So not only will you be entertained and educated and get to engage with me, but to probably get to see a whole lot of more of me, literally. And get to participate in that. All right. So this is like a new fun feature that I'm adding to my orgasmic life. Okay. So let's talk about today's topic. Today's topic is exhibitionism and how it turns out I am a huge, huge exhibitionist. Be like, well, of course, that makes total sense. Right? But like more than I think I really understood until actually quite recently in the last couple of weeks, I've like really leaning into these lives and knowing that, you know, lives when I'm recording my porn and when I'm recording my podcasts and, you know, when I'm just feel like I'm gonna, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of horny, I'm gonna masturbate, and I'm like, oh, let's go turn on my live feature on my loyal fans. And so what's happening is I was like, oh wow, like this is really the idea, not just the idea, but knowing that somebody or many people are watching me started to create like a lot of horniness, like more than my normal level of horniness. I was like, oh, I guess that really means I'm an exhibitionist. I love being watched. And it's not just being watched, but it's like I love being watched and knowing that my what I'm doing is turning somebody else on. And the idea that they are, you know, now so horny and that they want to masturbate and they want to jerk off and they want to have an orgasm, or they're just like, you know, they're throbbing in their pants. This, and I'm like, oh my God, so fucking hot. Even talking about it, I'm like, ooh, remember, this is a podcast. You can't get all horny and jerk off and masturbate on the podcast. You have to wait until the end of the podcast. So the struggle is real. Okay, so let's, so, you know, this is why I've been inspired, right? I've been inspired to have this conversation because clearly going lives and being watched and making porn and all the things that I've been doing recently around my sexuality is very, very exhibitionist. But before we can like kind of dive deeper into that, I want to go back in time. Let's come back in time with me to my youth. It's youth. When I was young last. And I wore panties. Wow, that was a really long time ago. Anyways. So I'm sorry. I know I said that's where we're going, but I've changed my mind. I first need to define exhibitionism so that everybody knows what the hell I'm talking about. Okay. So exhibitionism is different than being a nudist. And it's different than being a naturalist. And it's about getting turned on by somebody watching you and somebody seeing you. And there's sexual gratification and there's sexual arousal response in being watched. Okay. And there's arousal, not just by being watched, but there's arousal from putting on a show and getting turned on by the fact that you're affecting other people and other people are watching and excited. And but there's healthy exhibitionism. And I did a whole episode on, you know, healthy versus unhealthy exhibitionism and how do we explore that and stuff. So go find that episode, okay? And go listen or watch, depending on what platform you're on, to go dive deep into exhibitionism, okay? So I don't want to recap that whole episode because it was a good episode. So go listen to it or go watch it. So now let's go back to me being a young lass. Back when I wore panties. By the way, that was when I was 16 years old. I'm not wearing panties now. Okay. So I remember, you know, there was like, you know, I'm also a nudist. So it's sometimes it's hard to know, like, am I a nudist because I just like being naked? Or is this just a naked thing? Or am I wanting to somebody to watch or see me naked? Or do I want somebody to be sexually aroused by my nudity? And so that varies for me, right? You know, if I'm frolicking out in the forest or I'm at the beach naked, running, you know, swimming naked, for the most part, for me, I'm not really in exhibitionist mode. I'm in naked, frolicking, you know, nymph girl. Where I'm like, woo, I'm free, my boobs are free, and everything's free, and I have no clothes, and it's lovely, right? But then when I want to be, when I start to get, because sometimes being me free, frolicky, nymph, and very frolicking version of me will get horny. And so it's kind of like it shifts from, well, like once I get horny, that's when my exhibitionism starts to kick in, right? It's like, oh, yeah, this would, you know, I'm like super horny and I'm super hot and now I'm humping a tree. And it would be kind of hot to watch, have somebody come along and watch me hump a tree. And then I get turned on by me humping a tree and jerking off because I watched me hump a tree. So like, that's where all of a sudden it goes from like, oh, I'm having fun just humping a tree by myself. And I'm just, you know, I'm, you know, why did I start off naked? And it was just fun to be naked, the sun on my skin and the wind blowing in my hair. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now I'm horny. Okay. Uh-oh. Not that it's uh-oh, bad thing. But now we're horny. And now I'm like, oh, let's go hump some trees. Or, you know, let's have a moment, you know, touching my vagina or having a nipplegasm or whatever, right? So when I switch over into sex mode and arousal mode, that's when there's an opportunity for me to, sometimes I'm also okay just being by myself and I don't really want anybody to watch me or see. But then there's this moment where I'm like, oh, that would be kind of hot if somebody watched me and you know, came across the thing. And but again, we talk about consensual versus non-consensual exhibitionism. So the moment that I'm off in the forest and I'm frolicking and maybe I am humping a tree, and it would be kind of hot if somebody came and watched me hump a tree, but they didn't ask to, you know, they didn't give me consent to watch me hump a tree. So how many times can one say hump a tree in one episode? Going for the record. Anyways, so I didn't ask them if they wanted to watch that. And so because I didn't ask them, it wasn't respectful and it wasn't consensual. So in that experience, if so, I saw somebody coming, I would stop what I was doing because we didn't have that negotiation and we didn't have that conversation. And that's a violation of their feeling safe or comfortable. They were going for a walk to go watch birds, not walk by me humping a tree. Right? So because of that, it's very important that you go listen to the episode about, you know, exhibitionism, healthy and non-healthy exhibitionism, because I talk a lot about this consent, non-consent, even though it might be arousing the idea of a stranger coming across you and being, you know, reactive to the experience, but then being turned on by the experience. It may, in theory and in your head, be very hot. However, it's abusive and disrespectful to do it when there hasn't been consent and conversations. So you need to find safe spaces where people are consensually wanting to watch it. You need to go find where all the voyeurs It's like, you know, peanut butter and jam, exhibitionism and voyeurism. Exhibitionists need voyeurs, voyeurs need exhibitionists. So you need to go find out where the voyeur is cranking up. So for me, where the voyeurs are hanging out is in the world of porn, because basically on my lives, my fans, my audience, the, you know, people who want, that are seeking out and buying my porn that I'm making, or if I go to a club and I'm at a sex club, you know, and there's ways in which I can be, you know, again, it's consensual. They're wanting to watch. That's where the voyeurs are. This is where the exhibitionists are. And we, you know, we find our people. Right? So, and it's very, you know, again, it's very, very hot and very, very exciting. And it, you know, again, I, you know, I couldn't, you know, I love making porn. I love it. I can't believe how much I love it. And then while I'm making porn, the whole time I'm thinking about, oh, you know, that person that, you know, all the people that are gonna like, you know, they buy the porn and then they're watching it and they're masturbating and they're, you know, having orgasms and they're having orgasms watching and visualizing and fantasizing and thinking of me. There's nothing fucking hotter. I'm like, oh my God, this is so hot. Which then, of course, makes my porn hotter because now I'm really turned on and I'm really having orgasms and I'm really excited because the idea of people watching me do what I'm doing right now is turning me on. So it just like adds fuel. And I'm already incredibly orgasmic. And I move in that whole like sensual, you know, come hither place all the time. Especially when I get horny. And if you watched any of my episodes, you can tell, you'd be like, oh, she's starting to get horny. Her voice is changing. She's doing a lot more sultry, come hither, wiggling and writhing. And she's touching her hair a lot. And her hands are starting to, you know, migrate. So, yeah. Okay. So a little bit of backstory about why this should be, why this is kind of a little, it's not a surprise, but it's taken a long time to truly embrace it. So when I was a young lass, let's start that story again. When I was a young lass, I very much was a non-ethical sexual being. I mean, I was, you know, 15, 16 years old. I knew nothing about consent and ethics, and I knew nothing about anything. I was just, all of a sudden I hit my horniness, and I was a tsunami of sexuality. And a tsunami of sexuality, as a woman, that was, you know, again, I was a tsunami. Okay. And so everything was like, if it felt good, I did it. There was no thought of consequences. There was no thought of, you know, how it may affect other people. There was none of those things. And so I did a lot of flashing. There was like a lot of, I did a lot of boob flashing, mooning people, drive, you know, while I was driving or in a car, or I'd be topless. And this is before it was legal to be topless. You know, or I would give, you know, my partners blowjobs while they're driving, you know, and that was all very hot and very sexy. And for me back then, you know, I would flash people, you know, the mailman coming to the door, like all, you know, I would, you know, fuck in front of a window. Like there was all this like, exhibitionist activity. And again, this was all before I understood that not everybody wants to see that. Not everybody is okay with seeing that. There could be some traumatic experience. It could be a traumatic experience for somebody else. And so, you know, I continue being my debaucherous, flashing. You know, at that point, I like, oh, I'm just sexually liberated and free, and everybody else is so repressed, and they can get over it, and all these, you know, justifications for, you know, non-consensual practices, right? So then I get older, and I'm in my 20s, and then I start meeting, you know, I start spending more time and meeting women. And women starting to tell me stories, and people start telling me their stories and their trauma stories. And a lot of their trauma stories are, there's a high percentage of the trauma that's inflicted were these flashing or exhibitionist moments that weren't consensual. And then I was like, oh, that's not sexy. Oh, I hope I didn't traumatize anybody. I hope I'm not on somebody's list. It needs to go to heal their trauma because I didn't, because it was not a consensual environment, and they were very, you know, me seeing my boobs was a traumatic experience for them. And so I then toned it down. Like I think I, and then I went the other direction, right? I was like, okay, you know, no flashing anymore, no fucking in front of mirror windows. No masturbating while I'm driving where people could see me. I like pulled it right in, and you know, only was like, okay, I can only be an exhibitionist at a swingers club or an event or whatever where it's acceptable. And I like tone it down, bring it in. And in some ways I kind of repress myself a little bit. Imagine you repressed. It happens. some repression a little bit, you know? And so, you know, it's, so then, you know, that aspect of my sexuality kind of has this only like this little tiny safe space to express itself. And that's not a bad thing because it needs to be in a safe space because I don't want to be that person that's traumatizing somebody, right? So while we're in this, you know, I kind of suppress my, you know, my need to, you know, expose myself to the world. And I have these little safe environments and safe spaces to do so. I realize I still am a provocative exhibitionist. I mean, my podcasts, my lives, my videos, my speaking engagements, like all these things, it may not be showing my boobs, but it's definitely been wanting a reaction and having people have a reaction to me, right? And so I kind of find this other outlet to express my, you know, boisterous exhibitionist ways without, you know, with keeping my clothes on. But now I don't have to, well, I still need to be consensual. But now I've embraced and I'm unleashed that I am an exhibitionist. Fully, through and through. Absolutely. And I'm a consensual one, so an ethical one. So it means that I need to have consent and I need to be in my safe spaces. So being on my lives is a safe space. Creating porn is a safe space. I can be the most provocative, seductress, slutty, debaucherous version of myself and expose myself to those who are like, hell yeah, that's fucking hot. And I give me more, show me more, express more. I want more. Yes. And it's the voyeurs that I just adore. And I've just found, for me, I've found this is a venue in which I can tap into connecting to the voyeurs and I get to be the exhibitionist, the untamed, unapologetic, sexual, slutty exhibitionist that I am, right? So, you know, and, you know, as I'm having this, recording this podcast, I've had people come on and off. And every time, you know, somebody's on, I'm like, ooh, I can feel my nipples are like, ooh, and my clit's a little throbby. Oh, right. I love it. And I love that you guys listen to me all the time as my audience. It's another, you know, it's not just watching me. It's also listening to me. You know, I love that you may be listening to me in your car or you may be listening to me. I'm like your dirty little secret, okay? You know, you may be listening to me while you're working out at the gym or you're listening to me at work, you know, with your headphones on. Like, I love that, you know, I'm, you know, a part of your world. And, you know, often because I come with a content warning and what I'm talking about, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, this little dirty little secret, right? And so you're listening and you may be like, oh my God, and giggling and reacting. And I don't get to see the reaction, but I know that the audience, which is another reason why I do this beautiful podcast, which is why I'm so provocative in this podcast, why I'm so raw and I'm so honest and I'm so vulnerable. It's another way of me exposing myself to you and that you want me to expose myself. And you keep choosing to listen and are excited about listening and listening to my adventures and what I have to say and, you know, going on the journey with me around sexuality and exploration. And I love it. It's like another, my podcast is another form of exhibitionism. And you as the listener is my, you know, my voyeur that gives me the, ooh, that's exciting and that's thrilling. And this is why I show up and this is why we have a podcast every week. And this is why we're at, I don't know, 360 episodes because it's my other form of exhibitionist expression, right? Is that you get to listen to me and I'm with you. And I love when I, you know, people come up to me all the time and they say it like they're whispering, right? They're like, I was watching, or I was listening. I was either watching or listening to your episode on blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, it was so inspiring. Oh my God, it was so good. But they like, they whisper it. They're like, shh. But, you know, if they were talking about listening to a true crime podcast, I have no problem. But because we talk about, I talk about sexy, sexy, horny, slutty, kinky, you know, ethically non-monogamous, all the things that are like, it's hot, but I don't want anybody to know that I think that's hot, is what my podcast is all about, right? My orgasmic life. Like, how do we become more orgasmic? Like, how do we live an orgasmic life? Well, in order to live an orgasmic life, we have to embrace our debaucherous, deviant, sexually liberated and consensual self. And how do we go about doing that in a society, in a world that is very uncomfortable with that? So again, as the audience, as my audience, as my listeners, I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to expose myself to you. I deeply appreciate it. It's a great outlet for me to, it's like another safe environment in order for me to be an exhibitionist. Okay. So here's what I want to leave you with. One, are you an exhibitionist? Two, it's really important that are you practicing are you practicing ethical exhibitionism? And if you're not clear on what that looks like, please go watch that episode. We'll go listen and watch that episode. Three, have you explored exhibitionism? And there's different levels of it, right? There's, you know, everything from having your partner watch you and observe you and stripping for them and dancing for them, or you know, just being naked in front of them and, you know, being really allowing them to see and watch you, to, you know, having, you know, strange consensual strangers watch you, to having, you know, other people watch you. Like, there's a whole gamut of that. And so I do lovingly invite you to really explore that, you know, see what you like about people seeing you. The last thing I want to leave you with is the concept that being an exhibitionist, and I keep using the word expose, because it's a vulnerability, and there's arousal in sharing and showing your vulnerability with someone or many people or the world, and being turned on by others seeing your vulnerability is kind of beautiful, actually. It's a very beautiful way of starting to the different layers of feeling safe, because we only show vulnerabilities when we feel safe, and we only show the amount of vulnerabilities with the level of safety that we feel with either people or circumstances or situations. And so I feel like when we can truly like feel completely safe and comfortable with who we are, then we can expose ourselves and we can show our deepest vulnerabilities. And some of that is our sexual vulnerabilities, the faces that we make when we have sex, the our bodies that we, you know, may not be perfect, and we've come to these terms with particular people, certain circumstances. It says, yes, I am feeling safe to this degree, and I'm showing that level of vulnerability. And that is sexy. And that is beautiful. And it's a beautiful gift to show someone else. And as the voyeur, who, you know, is that's what they're turned on by. That's what they're aroused by. They're aroused by the exposure, the vulnerability, the openness, and the safety that goes along with sharing that part of yourself. And this is the difference between the consensual and the non-consensual, the ethical and the non-ethical. The ethical voyeur only wants to be exposed to somebody who's choosing to share their vulnerability. The unethical voyeur wants to secretly capture or watch somebody's vulnerability without them being aware of it, right? And that's not healthy, just like the exhibitionist who is unethical is exposing themselves and their vulnerabilities and their body parts and all sorts of things to people that didn't ask for, aren't comfortable and don't want to see those vulnerabilities. And so again, that's the difference between ethical and non-ethical, consensual and non-consensual. Okay. All right. So I expose my vulnerabilities. Until next time. And remember, you can follow all the video for all my audience, my listeners. You can see all the videos on my Loyal Fans page. You can also see the videos of this of all the podcasts on my FetLife profile, which is Empress Gaia. And Loyal Fans is Empress Gaia 1. And then if you're like really, you know, you're like, okay, I really want to, you know, I want to be on the lives and I want to know when she's going to record and I want to start talking to her and all these things, then go join my Loyal Fans page and become a fan or a subscriber and you'll be able to engage and interact with me. All right. Until next time, stay curious, stay horny, and of course, stay sexy. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? You know, I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.